It's time for the Josie Show. I'm Alan Firestone with Tina Pasantino. And now here's the host of your show, Josie Pasantino.
Hello, everybody. I'm Josie Pasantino. Thank you guys for coming to another great show. Well, first off, I'm super glad you guys are joining us today, whether you guys are in the chat room or listening live from our site or checking us out later on archives, iTunes, or Zoom. Super glad you guys are all here. First, I really want to announce that The Josie Show was nominated for the 2011 Podcast Award under Entertainment. So we were nominated again this year, and I'm super excited. I completely freaked out, let me be honest. I thought it was just amazing. So thank you guys, everyone who nominated us to get us to be a nominee this year. It was very exciting. So the voting is, you can vote now. So I'll give you the information a little later about that. But let's make sure that everybody can hear us all right. Please let me know in the chat room if you can hear us, because that is very, very important. That's the number one most important thing. So here is what we will do in the next hour or so. My guests tonight are Adam Wayne Wollenberg, D-Rock, and Richard Lustig, who is a seven-time grand prize lottery winner and author. So very, very cool. I'm very excited for all of my guests because they're very, very amazing. So you're going to have fun with this. And we'll also see if we can find out some lottery secrets tonight. So, oh, yeah, we get something out of it, too. So very excited. It's going to be fun. And also, remember my show, Josie's Hard Country, on the Southern Star Network, is starting its new day and time this week. My show will air tomorrow night, Saturday night, at 8 p.m. Eastern Time Zone, USA, from now on. So make sure you got that all perfect and ready to go so you can check it out. Make sure you guys tune in tomorrow night at www.thesouthernstar.org. The is important. It's thesouthernstar.org. And just click on the Josie's Hard Country tab at the top, and that'll bring you to my show, Josie's Hard Country, so you can check that out. And my guest tomorrow night is the amazing singer and songwriter, Bobby Cargill, so make sure you check it out. And I am going to Rock Your World on Friday night and Saturday night, so yes. Oh, yeah, Josie Palooza. all right, so As I mentioned, we were nominated for the 2011 Podcast Awards. So this is how you can vote, and I'm very excited. So all you have to do is go to www.podcastawards.com and check the box next to our name, Josie Show, under the Entertainment category. Then scroll all the way to the bottom and put your name, email address, and then hit Submit. It only takes a second. But the good news is you can vote once a day per email address. Every day, so very excited. And so make sure, yeah, you vote every day. It's very important. but thank you, thank you. And voting ends on October 27th. And they also they don't for everyone, but please check, because it's, you know, it's very, very important. They may send a verification email to the email address that you put down, and that has to be verified within 24 hours for your vote to count. So please make sure that you do that. And remember to check for that email. So very, very important. And we had a very, very busy anniversary show. We're still trying to recover from that last Friday. And it was so much fun. We had so many amazing past guests call in, even fans of the show call in, and so many voice messages from people that couldn't call in but they wanted to sent us voice messages that we all played on the air, which is really, really cool. And we played tons of music. And yeah, it was so much fun. I enjoyed every second of it. So I really do want to just do a special thanks to all of the former guests that called in that night to say hello and the voice messages, and taking the time out to do that. I thought it was really cool that, you know, some past guests took the time, like they were, you know, on an airplane and, you know, they landed and the first thing that they thought of was to call into the show. I thought that was, like, the coolest thing ever. So I thought that was really amazing. But also, tonight, we have another great eBay segment for you. Everyone has been wanting us to do the eBay segment from now on. So we are doing that. As long as we could find crazy eBay items, we will have an eBay segment. So, yes, very exciting. So let's see here. I'm checking the chat room. Oh, yes. Happy birthday to Brenda Best. It was earlier. Her birthday was earlier this week. Make sure you check her out on iTunes. She has amazing songs. I bought some of her songs recently, so on iTunes, which was amazing. So I play it like all the time. So yes, big happy birthday to Brenda Best. So now it looks. Oh, and also Nico G. It was his birthday as well. So big happy birthday to him as well. He was a past guest, just like Brenda Best. So happy birthday. And so it looks like my guest has arrived. Do we have it queued up there? All right, perfection. Everyone, please help me welcome amazing singer and songwriter Adam Wayne Lorenberg. Hello, Adam.
How's it going?
Hi, I am great. How are you?
Great. Really good. Thank you for having me on your show tonight.
Anytime. It is my pleasure. I'm super excited to be talking with you.
Awesome.
Yes, and everyone has been looking forward to it. So let's get started here. So can you tell us how old were you when you first knew that music was what you wanted to do?
I'd say probably about 16, right around there is when I started to write, started to play guitar, kind of hang out with the crew, you know, that that played, and just tried to further myself along in it, and being young and just being inspired by other musicians, you know.
Yes, very very cool. Well, you started my age. Awesome. I like it. So do you remember though the first what first got you wanting to be in this music business, and what was that like for you?
Well, I'd played, you know, all over, you know, the area where I'm originally from, which is southeast Minnesota, and I there was a local club down at my hometown, and I would go down there every Thursday, and they had like a kind of an open mic night per se, and I would go down there, and the local DJ from the country station would come down, and they had a show called the Make 'em and Break 'em Hour. And anyways, every Thursday they would have a Nashville artist that would come to town, or, you know, over the phone, you know, and they would interview him, and then they would come down to the club, you know, and it'd be kind of a meet and greet, you know, type of thing, and eventually the DJ, his name was Scott, he said, well, you know, you've come along, you know, you guys are coming along, and I really think you guys should move to Nashville, you know, and that's kind of how it all started.
How cool. Very, very cool. But did you come from a musical family?
Yeah, my whole family is musically inclined, I guess. But my mom, she plays piano. My dad plays guitar. My brother's into piano and guitar, so, and my sister actually she plays the cello, bass, and that's just really kind of in the family, you know.
Very, very cool. Well, so it sounds like it's just in you. It just comes naturally to you and your family.
Oh, for sure. It just, you know, I think I caught, you know, some good genes.
definitely. And so other than your family, who in the business would you say are your biggest musical influences?
Anywhere from Johnny Cash to, you know, Merle Haggard to Marty Robbins, George Strait, you know, even some of the current, you know, people that are out there now. I really like some of the new people, Craig Morgan. I really like Craig Morgan. And I've got my drummer. He's with me. He's rattling off names here. I'm like, oh. No, but Bob Dylan, I really like Bob Dylan a lot, you know. And some of his influences were Woody Guthrie, you know. And also, like, on the rock side, I like Beatles, you know. The Rolling Stones, too. I guess it's a really wide variety.
Yeah, definitely, I would say. But I do like that you know, like other genres, too. You don't, you know, just have one. You like everything.
Oh, yeah, I like it all. You know, even, you know, anything that tells a story, you know, and that can relate, you know, to me and my life and just anything that, any song that is a good story, you know, and just is just a good message, you know, a good message.
Absolutely. I feel the same way. Everything that, you know, that's what I love. I love songs that I can relate to. And, you know, I think those are the best songs that the ones that you can relate to are top on my list, I say.
Oh, yeah, but, for sure.
Yeah. And
I mean, there's
can you tell us?
But,
oh, sorry.
No, go ahead.
Oh, okay. Well, I was just going to say, can you tell us about some of the music you currently have out right now?
I have currently two singles that were released on Origins Music Nashville. Good Pennies Keep Coming Back was my debut release, and then I have the B-side to that, which is It's a Beautiful Day, and that one right now is currently kind of being pushed to radio, too.
Definitely.
But, go ahead.
Oh, no, you go.
Anyway, I was going to say Good Pennies Keep Coming Back is a song that I wrote with a good friend of mine. His name is Tony Dooley, and it's just kind of a song about survival, you know, and if you've ever, like, stepped out of a gas station or, you know, anywhere you're at and you look down and you see a penny on the ground and, you know, just wonder, you know, I wonder how long that penny's been sitting there, you know, and, you know, I guess it goes for any type of, you know, a quarter, you know, like, if you're out and about and you'll see a penny sitting there and be like, wow, you know, this thing must have been sitting here for a while, you know.
Yeah, definitely. Well, that's a great segue because that is actually the next song that we are going to play of yours. We are going to play your song, Good Pennies Keep Coming Back. So, yes. So we are going to play it right now and then we'll come back and we could talk about it, all right?
Okay, I hope you enjoy it.
Oh, we know we will. So here it is.
You found me lost in line with my tail side showing. Glad you seen me cross the floor rolling before I was kicked under the jukebox. Never to be seen again. Tossed in a wishing well, flattened on a railroad track, stuck inside a piggy bank, waiting for a kid to crack. Saving up for that rainy day. Good pennies keep coming back. You used me when you had to get your 2 cents in. Penny for your thoughts shared with a friend. In God we trust more than ever. Pennies don't throw them away. Tossed in a wishing well, flattened on a railroad track, stuck inside a piggy bank, waiting for a kid to crack. Saving up for that rainy day. fat penny rolling across the floor. My memorial's faded and my face is wore. Now times are tough to make ends meet. Pennies with blades squeezed. Tossed in a wishing well, flattened on a railroad track. Stuck inside a piggy bank, waiting for a kid to crash. Saving up for that rainy day. Good pennies keep coming back. Good pennies keep coming.
Good Pennies Keep Coming Back by Adam Wallenberg. So where can our listeners go to purchase your music?
You can go to Google and just type in Adam Wayne Music, and you can go to iTunes. It's on iTunes, Amazon. You can type in Adam Wayne Wallenberg on iTunes and get it there. And that's a pretty big name. It's longer than Chris Christopherson's name. But
oh, yes. Well, it's amazing, and so basically all digital, it's very easy, online, anyone can do it.
For sure.
Awesome. Make sure you do that. You don't even have to get out of your PJs. Just click, search, and that's it. That's all you got to do. And so can you give everyone a link to your website or social networking site so they can keep up with all your latest news?
You can go to Adam Wayne Music or Facebook/Adam Wayne Music. Also, I'm on Reverb Nation, if anybody's familiar with that.
Yes.
ReverbNation.com/Adam Wayne Wallenberg. And you will find a bunch of songs and some more information where we're playing at and whatnot.
Sweet. Sweet, sweet. So everyone, check that out. And after the show, we'll put all your links on there, so for easy access, I can't talk now, to all the fans, so it's all good. And I also have to say, when I was doing some research for the show, I read that you do some writing in the Minnesota woods, and that's where country music is supposed to come from. Can you tell us what that special place is?
Well, I think it's, you know, more of Minnesota being... You know, it's woodsy, it's got fishing, hunting, you know, your everyday sportsman, you know, your sportsman's paradise, I guess, you know, the Midwest. Mm-hmm. So, you know, country is country no matter where you're from, you know. And I think anybody can relate, you know, to their hometown, their home growing up grounds, you know, of being where you're from.
Exactly. Couldn't have said any better. And who is the most memorable person in the music business that you have met? Fun question.
I have had the privilege to meet a lot of songwriters, and, you know, mentors. I've had a few mentors that have been really great, that I've learned, you know, kind of the ins and outs of, you know, songwriting and music, but also, you know, kind of the business side of it too. But I have met, I've opened for Frankie Ballard. Johnny Cash's guitar player, Bob Wooten. I just did a show with him, and it was just, you know, a really big privilege to share the stage with, you know, a legend, you know, that has played on, you know, many of the Johnny Cash records, you know.
Yeah.
Coming up here November 5th, I'm opening Easton Corbin down at the Surf Ballroom, which is another legendary place where Buddy Holly and Richie Valens, that was in the Big Bopper, that's where their last show was played. If you've ever heard the song American Pie, was just kind of written about that. But I'm very excited for that show.
Definitely. That's going to be a lot of fun.
Oh, for sure, for sure.
Will you get to meet Easton?
I haven't met him yet, but I'm sure I will get to meet him that
That'd
day.
That'd be awesome.
Oh, for sure. He's just a country boy, too, you know, and...
Yeah.
And, I mean, I guess I haven't met him, but you can just read it through his music, you know?
Right. Exactly. Well, you definitely got to meet a lot of wonderful people from songwriters and, you know, all that other fun stuff.
I've played with, you know, hit songwriters. I've done shows with the writer of Don't Take the Girl. I've written a song with a guy who wrote I'm From the Country and I Like It That Way.
Love it.
I sat down one-on-one and played with Hal Ketchum. Just being around great people, you know, is you know, and I was going to say, too, kind of getting into the business, too, side of it, I met Eric Church once, and, you know, after one of his shows, which is kind of wild because just recently, about, well, it was like a month ago or so, we opened for Frankie Ballard. And it's the same stage that Eric Church was playing on when I went and saw him. And I talked to him after the show, you know, I said, hey, you know, how, you know, it was probably kind of a dumb question, but I was like, hey, you know, how did you get to the point where you're at, you know, right now? And you know, he talked just a little bit, you know, about, you know, the music. And then he said, well, you know, if you're going to do it, you need to move to Nashville, you know. And he said, if you're gonna hunt tigers, you need to go where the tigers are at, you know.
I like it. That could be a T-shirt saying. Sounds good.
For sure. Or a song or something.
Exactly. Well, that was definitely not a stupid question. I think a lot of people would you know, want to know that question, and especially, you know, asking someone that, you know, you look up to or you see perform. It's a very, very good question.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
Yeah.
It was just... Oh, go ahead.
Oh, we were actually just going to announce another song of yours that we're going to play.
Okay.
I'm very excited about it. Yes. Your song, It's a Beautiful Day. We are going to play that now, and then we will come back and talk a little bit more. All right?
Hey, sounds good. Thank you.
All right. Sweet. I'm very excited. So here it is. It's a Beautiful Day. Yes, it is.
There's a beautiful girl sitting on a park bench watching the boats float away. Seagulls are flying, she's just smiling, enjoying a beautiful day. As I walked on by, I asked for the time. She said it's the best time, the time of my life. The Lord has blessed me with a whole new life. I'm glad you asked, 'cause you're the first to know. My husband will become a daddy real soon. After 2 years of trying, 2 years of praying, after 2 years of crying. A beautiful day. There's an old man sitting on his front porch waiting for his daughter to come home. Granny's in the kitchen, they're drinking coffee, enjoying a beautiful day. As I walked on by, I asked for the time. He said it's the best time, the time of my life. The Lord has blessed me with a whole new life. I'm glad you asked, 'cause you're the first to know. My daughter became a mommy today. After 2 years of trying, 2 years of praying, after 2 years of crying. It's a beautiful day. So remember when times change, never forget to pray. For a beautiful day, it's a beautiful day. Waiting for his daddy to come home.
Awesome, and that is It's a Beautiful Day. And now I understand, Adam, that you have played at some legendary places such as Tootsie's. Can you tell us about those experiences?
Yeah, Tootsie's Lounge. Actually, that was the first job that I had when I moved to Nashville. Was actually a security, like bouncer, and I sat on a stool, and the line would get really long, and I would check IDs, and every once in a while, a celebrity, you know, would come in, and I carded Miranda Lambert once when she came through, kind of rubbed elbows with. Rubbed elbows with people, Brooks and Dunn, to Kid Rock did an after party show there once, and pretty much anybody and everybody came through there. Dierks Bentley walked by me one day, but Tootsie's, you know, it's funny because a lot of people have told me, you know, that when they come to Nashville and they want to go to Tootsie's, you know, and then they get there and then they're like, oh, it's just like a sardine can in there. It's so small, you know. They've seen pictures of it or whatever, and they think it's this big place, but, you know, it's just a skinny little building, you know. But so that kind of got my foot in the door. I did, you know, some performing there, and then just really social networked, you know, and just kind of learned more of the business. And then eventually, I kind of learned where the places were, you know, in town, where to play at, and, you know, where the industry bars were, you know, more of the tourist places and kind of the ins and outs of Nashville.
Exactly. Well, I think that's very, very cool. So are you currently working on any new projects that you could share with us?
Right now I am in, I have a band now. It's, they're called the West River Band, and it's Adam Wayne Wollenberg and the West River Band. But,
yeah.
We've been talking about doing some recording too. And that is going to be happening here real soon. I'm just kind of focusing on getting this first album done and just choosing the best songs that are in the catalog that I have written and try to give the best to the fans, you know.
Absolutely. Well, when that album comes out, we have to be the first ones to know because we need to advertise that bad boy.
Oh, for sure. That would be awesome. I need all the help.
That would be really cool. Love it. Love it. A fun question that I always love to ask my singing guests because it's just brilliant. Do you have any on-stage embarrassing moments that you could share?
On-stage embarrassing moments? Yeah. Well, Maybe not me, but my guitar player almost fell over in front of 7,000 people once.
Oh, my goodness. Uh-huh.
That was kind of, you know, kind of recently. But other than that, one time I was in the middle of starting a new the next song, you know, and it was a cover song by Tom Petty, you know, and I... And I just had a brain fart, you know. I'm like, how does this start out again? So, you know, we're going through it, you know, we're going through it, and we're going through it some more. And then finally I just turned to my guitar player. I'm like, hey, where are the words to this? Where are the first words? And then finally I just stopped. I just stopped and I just asked the crowd, I'm like, does anybody know the first?
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know what? You're not a professional unless something like that happens.
But the crowd, I mean, they didn't say anything, but then my guitar player is like, he said the first words, and then it just clicked. I'm like, you know, so it kind of turned into like a joke type of thing where the crowd never even really knew that I didn't, you know, that I just forgot the very first, you know, verse.
Right. Well, that is crazy.
Things like that, you know. Just,
yeah, well, you should hear the crazy responses to that question that we've gotten. So, trust me, that is not that bad. You're good.
But it's funny because, you know, the crowd, they, you know, you just laugh it off and, you know, they didn't know. So, they
and
thought it was
funny. And keep going. That is hilarious. Well, very, very interesting. And a funny question that we got from the chat room, Stephen Rummy, who's from a popular show, Top 5 Gone Wild, asks, what was the craziest thing that you have ever signed?
The craziest thing that I ever could find?
Yeah, ever signed. Interesting.
Well, I'd say craziest thing. Well, one time there was a girl that took her top off. It was kind of crazy.
Oh, interesting.
In the crowd. I guess that was pretty crazy.
Yeah. Well, you know what? You have some dedicated fans out there, I have to mention. You definitely do. Very, very funny. I like it. Well, you know what? We actually ran out of time, but Adam, I just want to say thank you so, so, so much for coming on the show. You are a hoot.
Well, thank you so much for having me, and to everybody listening out there, I hope you enjoyed it, and check it out, and yeah.
Yeah, and you can come back anytime. Anytime.
Well, thank you so much, and I would love to do that. As soon as we can get this project completed.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm very excited for you. Congrats with everything that you are doing.
Well, thank you very much. If I'm ever here back in Nashville, and if you're around, I'd like to meet you.
Oh, that would be awesome. We are definitely trying to get an excuse to go to Nashville, so please let us know when you're there, and we are heading there immediately.
Well, thank you so much for having me on your show.
Anytime, and I will talk to you soon.
Alrighty.
Alright. Woohoo. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye. Woo. Yeah, that was wonderful. You amazing. Adam Wayne Willenberg. So please check out all of his stuff. Just search his name in Google. That's usually the best place. But yes. And he has a Reverb Nation and his own official website, which we are going to actually post the links on my Facebook and Twitter, so easy access. Very, very fun. So now I want to welcome to the show my next guest, the amazing D-Rock. Yeah. Hello.
Hey, Josie. How are you tonight?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing awesome. I'm sitting here with two beagles that are basically snoring right now while I'm doing this interview, and a big glass of sweet tea right now.
Well, I like that, and I am so glad that you're enjoying yourself and having a good time.
Who was that?
I have no idea what that was, but I'm pretty sure that was my wonderful web designer with his sound effects. Always a fun
sound. That sounded like one of the whoa, is that a dog?
I didn't, wait, what? Oh, it was a cat. It was a cat. I had trouble
hearing
that.
Okay, that was a cat. Okay.
Yeah. That was hilarious. But I want to say, there's the dog. All right, Aaron. He's crazy. But I just want to thank you so much that you're on my show, and I'm so excited to talk with you.
Hey, it's a pleasure. It's so cool when people like what you're doing and they like your music. When you let me know that you were really enjoying that Calling All Cowgirls, that put a big smile on my face, and it felt good to know that, hey, there's some folks out there that don't mind two-stepping and having a good time still.
It's my favorite, and well, all of your songs are my favorite, and I'm so excited because we actually are going to play your songs tonight for everyone, and I am getting ready. I got my cowgirl boots on, and I'm ready to dance.
Right.
I'll tell you that. I'm very excited. But let's get started here because I know everyone is excited for this interview. I'm very excited. Besides being an amazing performer, which you are, and also a songwriter, how old were you when you wrote your very, very first song, and can you tell us what you remember about that experience?
Wow. I do remember pulling out my father's acoustic guitar, which he had won at a carnival, and it hadn't been tuned. I didn't even know how to play yet. But you know how most people pick up an instrument and try to play it? I didn't just try to play it. I actually was singing songs to an out-of-tune guitar.
Wow.
But it was just so interesting because I knew you just can't strum the guitar. You got to sing, too. So I think the first song I wrote was dedicated to my dog, Misty. It was called Misty. And it was just about my dog and how cool she was and how she would run. And it was just a cool song for a first song that I didn't know what I was doing. But it was I do remember that like yesterday.
Oh, very, very cool. Very, very cool.
Eventually learn how to tune that guitar, too.
Yes, you learn how to do that. Very nice. Very nice.
Thank you.
Very, very cute. And who would you say are your biggest musical influences?
Wow. I'll give you a few because I like so many different types of music. I mean, I love traditional country, the new stuff. I like to rock. I'm going to say right now the stuff that I listen to all the time. I listen to Lynyrd Skynyrd all the time. I'm a big Johnny Cash fan. Let's see. I love Montgomery Gentry. I mean, they're one of my favorites.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm going to also say Waylon Jennings. I love Waylon. Waylon Jennings and let's also throw in there some B.B. King. I'm sorry. I just got that blues in my music, too. So those are probably my favorites.
I love that. And I love that you love different genres and, you know, put that in your music as well. I think that's great.
Yeah, I'm glad you hear that because, you know what? I'm kind of scattered. My friends call me scattered because when you're in my truck, you don't really know what I'm going to listen to that day. And so when you get in, it could be Lynyrd Skynyrd, it could be some Ted Nugent, or it might even be some Willie Nelson. You never know when you get in my truck what you're going to hear that day. But that's how I love music. So I'm a crazy dreadlock cowboy.
I like that. Perfect, perfect. I like that. And can you tell us about some of the music you currently have out right now?
Yeah, love to. The CD I have out right now is called The Road Ain't Long, and it was produced by myself and Tom Payton. And Tom Payton is, I got to tell you, he's like a lifesaver. Sort of, just not to take a long time, but when I came to Nashville, I was coming in to work with a producer, and he actually passed away. before I even got in my truck and drove here. And his best friend, who had been listening to my songs and pitching songs to me, said, you know, I know you're probably thinking that things are not looking good, but I think me and you should just go in and write some songs and keep doing what's in your heart and just come on to Nashville and let's do this. And along the way, I was able to, his good friend, Eddie Kilgallen, who plays keyboards with Montgomery Gentry, and he's also the co-writer of Call 'Em All Cowgirls. We brought Eddie Kilgallen in, and we just started cranking out songs, and they would throw ideas at me and tell me how to avoid the pitfalls of Nashville. And the main thing they told me is just do what you do. Don't try to be anyone else. Don't try to, if you love Jason Aldean, let Jason Aldean do his thing. But D-Rock, do yours. And I really appreciate their advice. And I got 10 great songs. I mean, I'm really proud of my CD. I mean, it represents me completely. It's country, it's soulful, and it rocks with us. It's got that Southern rock vibe, too. So I'm really proud of the work we did and looking forward to playing that music for whoever will listen to it.
Well, I agree. It definitely does rock, and I am proud of your album as well. And I am just excited because one of my faves here we're about to play, Calling All Cowgirls.
Put your boots on,
I am excited, and everyone, you guys have to check this out. And we are going to play it right now, and then so stay with me, and we will be right back.
Awesome.
Here it is.
Calling all cowgirls, you know who you are. Calling all
goodness. Okay, that was my producer.
Oh, man, I bet he's got his party boots on, too.
My producer, she's my mama. Producer/mama.
Hey,
mama,
how
manager.
You doing?
Mama manager, yeah, she loves you. She thinks you're amazing, and yeah, that was calling all cowgirls, and I know everyone was dancing with this song. I know it already.
Oh, I was dancing too, honey. I actually woke my beagles up.
It's such an amazing song. I love it. I love it.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Anytime.
Appreciate it.
And it's funny in the chat room. There's people saying D Rock really does rock. It's true. You do.
Awesome. Thank you. Tell them thank you. The name D-Rock goes with the music. You know, if you're not rocking at one of my shows, then I have had a bad day, seriously.
I love it. Love it. I definitely love that song. But I really want to mention, if I understand correctly, you also sang a theme song for the show Southern Steel Milwaukee Iron. Can you tell us about that?
Oh,
very cool.
Wow. Wow, that is so cool. Josie, you
do
are
my research.
Pretty cool. Wow. Okay, well, just to tell you a little bit of how I came about, I was working on the show American Chopper, doing music and playing guitar on the show, for the show, and we had gotten a new show called Southern Steel, and I had done the demo so we could find a singer to do it, and when it got to the station, they said, "We're not looking for anybody. D-Rock, this is great." I said, "Are you kidding me?" He says, "No, man, you're done. You're on TV in 2 weeks." I said, "Wow." And for two seasons, I sang the theme song for that show. It was really cool. I enjoy it. It's pretty cool when you can turn on the TV and you can hear yourself say, "Wow." I mean, it's one thing to do it in the studio, but when you hear it on TV and you're seeing the footage behind it, it's pretty, pretty dang cool.
Oh, it is. It's probably just so crazy. I can just imagine calling up, like, all the family and friends and be like, "Okay, I'm on the TV right now. You can totally hear me."
It's
totally
know,
amazing.
It's totally true. I've got family mainly in Texas but all over the country, and whatever time, they will look for the reruns. Well, is it going to rerun? I just want to hear the song. He said, "I'm not into motorcycles, but I just want to hear you." I said, "Well,"
right.
I said, it was just pretty cool to have family just listen to me because, you know, people know that you do music, but a lot of people don't take you real serious. Say, "Oh, he's out there doing music," but this is my life and this is my passion, so I like to spread my music wherever I can in all type of different entertainment mediums. So it was just one of the many things I'm really proud of doing when it comes to my music.
Absolutely. You should be proud of that. That is very, very cool. And I really want to... I just want to spread the news about this. Can you please tell all of our listeners where they can go to purchase all of your music?
Okay, that's pretty simple. First off, if you just pull up D-Rock or my record, my album title, The Road Ain't Long, you can find it on iTunes. You can also find it in pretty much all digital distribution, whether it be Amazon MP3, Rhapsody, and also at CD Baby, which will be www.cdbaby.com/D-Rock. And you can download singles, the whole CD. They can send it to you. And if you go to my website, I can actually get one to you as well, and that's www.drockcountry.com. So anywhere of those places, you can get that. And if you find me on Facebook, just holler at me, and I'll make sure you can get one too.
Nice. Very easy to do. So you have no excuses, people. You got to get it.
Thank you, Josie.
Anytime. And I know people are going to be running to get these because we're playing some more of your songs, and I bet everyone is going to just love it because you're just so amazing.
Thank you.
Definitely, you are. And I also want to mention, is there anyone in the music business that you would love to work with that you haven't yet?
Oh, my God, that's a long line. But to be really honest, I'm going to tell you, I love to crank up those guitars, and I love the style that Montgomery Gentry and Charlie Daniels and people like Jason L. Dean, I love that. But I'm going to really tell you, one of my biggest honors would be to be on the stage with Marty Stewart. I'm not going to kid you. Marty Stewart is really a special musician and a it's something about him that he's one of the guys I just would love to meet and talk with, and if a chance do a sing with him on any song I had that we could possibly do together.
Wow, definitely. Wow, that's very cool. Very, very cool.
Yeah, Marty, I love Marty. Marty Stewart's he's something else. But I mean, I like all kind of music, as you know. I'm the schizo musician,
yeah.
Likes everything. But I really do appreciate Marty Stewart and what he does.
Definitely. Shout out to Marty. I like that. Very, very cool. And can you tell us what it's like for you when you're performing in front of a crowd? Fun question.
Oh, how can I put this? It's surreal. It's totally cool. And it's just, for me, it's like a backyard barbecue. You know, everybody's there having a great time. I like to see the folks smiling, grooving, dancing. And the more people, the better. I mean, I'll play in front of 5 people, no problem. We will party like it's 100 people in the room. But
oh, yeah.
It's just a great feeling when folks are giving you that energy and you're shooting it right back to them. And when you get that going, oh, man, you got a heck of a show going on. I mean, it's something else. But, no, I just get a good – I mean, I've never been stage fright. I don't even know what that is. I mean, I get what you call – I get anxiety because I want to get out there and get that energy going. So
nice.
I'm just when it comes to performing, anytime, anywhere, I'm ready to go.
Well, I have to be the first to say I want to see one of your performances. I definitely have to go see you when you're performing because I would just love that.
Well, I do have a show coming up, and I know it's kind of far, but I am playing for a pretty cool Halloween bash out in Kentucky on October 22nd. It's called the D. Meade Halloween Bash at Triple Springs Crossing. Science Hill, Kentucky. It's from 7 to 12 o'clock, and I think I'm going to hit stage around 10 that night and just crank it up. And I'm going to go as the Kate Dreadlock Cowboy.
I like it. Very, very cool. Well, you're going to have to take some pictures of that for us, that outfit.
Yes. Definitely. Oh, you're gonna get a crack. You're going to crack up when you see it.
Oh, wow. I can't wait. Very cool.
Oh.
That is hilarious. But we have another one of your songs here today to play. Life is Good. So I'm very excited.
Thank you.
Anytime. So here it is, everyone. Check it out. Life is Good by the wonderful D-Rock. Yeah.
Mama used to rock me back to sleep through the thunderstorm. When I got older, Daddy wake me up at the crack of dawn. We worked all day, we never got rich, but we had enough. Life was good on 100 acres and a house of love. Sunny skies and pouring rain. Others, not the way this world was made. Do it all, done the best I could, even though it hasn't turned out exactly like I thought it would. Life is good. Years later, I thought I finally made it in the market crash. It's hard to tell the ones you love you just lost everything you had. When they pick you back up and tell you it's all gonna be alright, that's when you know you got something worth more than money can buy. Sunny skies and pouring rain. Without the others, not the way this world was made. Do it all, done the best I could, even though it hasn't turned out exactly like I thought it would. Life is good.
about the way this world was made. And through it all, done the best I could, yeah. Even though it hasn't turned out exactly like I thought it would.
Life is good, and yes, it is. Love it. Are you currently working on any other projects that you could share with us?
I actually am. A friend of mine here in Nashville, she's a wonderful singer. Her name is Mary Jane, and she has a band called Mary Jane and the Train Robbers. She's a descendant of Jesse James. And we're doing a Southern rock project with a little bit of country in there, but it's rock. It's really rocking, and I'm looking forward to hopefully having that completed by the first of the year. And it puts me back in with my producer's hat on, because I've been songwriting and being an artist right for a while, you know, since I put my record out. So it's kind of cool to get behind the mixing board and kind of just help someone achieve their vibe and their sound, and I enjoy doing that too. Plus, I'm co-writing the song, so I think everyone will enjoy the music as well.
Sweet, that would be fun.
Yeah, I think you'll dig it. When it's all done, I'll definitely make sure you get a copy of it.
Oh, I would love that. And we have to advertise it and everything.
Awesome.
Oh, yes, oh, yes. And a fun question, well, funny question that I always love to ask my guests.
Yes.
Do you have any on-stage embarrassing moments that you could share?
Oh, God, I've got a few of them, but this one comes to mind. I was doing a charity event, and this is back in California, and it was for a hospital charity for children, and they had all type of acts. They had acoustic acts. They had some jazz acts. They had some rock acts. But they also had a few comedy routines. And right before I went on, the comedy routine had banana peelings, whipped cream, and things to make the stage slippery. And I move a lot with my guitar, and I had my Les Paul on. Les Paul's pretty heavy. So I get up to the mic, and I'm singing. I say, hey, how's everybody doing? You ready to get down with D-Rock tonight? And before I could even sing the first word, my feet started moving like in those cartoons, like when the Flintstones, and I hit the ground.
Oh, my.
And I hit the ground, but when I hit the ground, my guitar made a sound. And I said, you know what, I'm going to let that sound keep building up. I'm going to get off the floor, and we're going to rock. And I got a stand ovation, because everyone knew that act. I saw the banana peeling right in front of me. I said, Lord, what a... Cowboy boots and banana peelings do not go well together.
Wow. Well, I like that, you know, even after that, you still, you know, picked yourself up and continued going.
You have to. Oh,
yeah.
No doubt. I mean, my goodness. I mean, everyone has a blooper. As long as you don't break your neck, you can get back on stage and keep rocking.
Oh, man. Well, that is... Well, I'm just glad you didn't hurt yourself. That's number uno. But number two is, we've heard some crazy ones on the show, so that's not that bad. You fixed
I've got
it very
other
well.
Ones. That was that one. I've got other ones, but those are not. Those are fan cause accidents.
Yeah. We gotta love bloopers.
Yeah, that's when bloopers. Someone comes on the stage and pulls your pants. And your britches break and you gotta pull your jeans up before they go down to your knees.
Exactly. That's hilarious.
I've had that happen once at the Whiskey a Go Go. Oh Lord.
Oh my goodness! I can just imagine. Oh my goodness. Let's see here. Here's another fun question. What are some things that you like to do for fun when you're not working on your music?
Oh, man, it's so many things. But In particular, I love. I don't have any horses right now. I'm a cowboy without a horse right now. My goddaughter has my two horses, and she's taking great care of them. But I love riding. Love trail riding, horseback riding. Love to go for walks out here in Tennessee. It's so beautiful here. If you can just go for a walk or ride up go to a cool little countryside and just kick back. But I really, when I'm not doing music, I love just going to hear music. I can never get enough of listening to other great bands and other great artists.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say that beside horses, and I do plan on getting a Harley for my birthday next year, so that'll add
Ooh.
To my fun. But
will add your fun.
but it's nothing like sitting back in the back with a cold beer, just kicking back and hearing some great music. I mean, because that engulfs my whole life. I'm just a music person. But I would say horses and finding little restaurants and cafes that no one knows about, just sitting in the back and relaxing, stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. Agreed. Agreed.
And I do like to fish, and I don't fish enough. So let's throw that in there, too.
Oh yeah, well you need to get some fish. You need to fish.
Yeah, I do. I need to get out there and catch me some catfish.
Oh yes. You need to do that. but I just want to thank you so much for coming on the show. But I am very excited because we are going to still play some more songs of yours to close out the show. So I'm very excited.
Thank you, Josie. Well, can I tell you that it's an honor to be on your show. I really, when I say I appreciate it, I really do appreciate that you reached out to me and you offered me to be on your show. You've given me great response for the music, and just want to tell you and your producer, Mom, I appreciate it. I do have friends in Chicago, so when I get up there, I'll let you know when I'm in town, for sure.
Sounds great. We will be there with holding a sign and screaming the loudest. That'll be us.
And you won't miss me. I'll be the guy with the cowboy hat and the dreadlocks.
I like it. Definitely. Well, I am so excited for that day. And I'm so excited to have had you on my show. And we definitely need to have you back on whenever you can.
Oh, anytime. I'd love to, Josie. Anytime's good.
Sweet. Thank you so much. And I'm very excited because we are going to play some of your songs, Ripples of the Moon and What Do I Do With Me. We're going to play those later.
Oh, beautiful.
Good ones.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you so much, hon. Have fun and a good night tonight as well.
You too.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Awesome. Woo! That was so wonderful. D-Rock, who is beyond amazing. And also Adam Wayne Wallenberg. They're both just fantastic guys and very, very talented. I mean, goodness, did you hear those songs that they have, Adam and D-Rock? And goodness, they are just freakishly amazing, I tell you. And I want to see them both live. I have to. So our third guest here hasn't arrived yet, but we are still awaiting, so it's all good. But let's play one of the songs that we mentioned by D-Rock. Let's try Ripples of the Moon. Should we try that one first? Sweet. Let's do it. Here it is.
The John boat's tied up down at my uncle's dock. Mad dog hidden inside of a tackle box. Sun's going down, let's row out to our favorite spot. Make the boat dance, laying on the bottom, back and forth, we'll start to rock it. Making ripples on the moon, loving you on the bayou, wrapped in a blanket like we want to. Still not starlight, no clouds inside. That water rhythm moving me and you, sending waves across this lagoon. Making ripples on the moon. A cypress tree's coming up just around the bend. Those Becky pocket knife, heart carved in. Two nobody's dropping anchor while we're drifting, slipping into some cage and kiss and heating up like this July evening, making ripples on the moon, loving you on the bayou, wrapped in a blanket like we want to, still night starlight, no clouds inside, that water rhythm moving me and you, sending waves across this lagoon, making ripples on the moon. Big yellow balls floating on the lake, bobbing up and down. In a blanket like we want you, still not starlight, no clouds inside, that water rhythm moving me and you, sending waves across this lagoon, making ripples, making ripples on the moon.
That was Ripples of the Moon by D-Rack. He's amazing, isn't he? But, yeah, so is our third guest here arrived?
Our third guest is here.
Yes.
And he's even a little bit early, but we're going to move on anyway.
Early is good. That is completely great.
That is great. So
let's move on. All right. Our next guest is Richard Lustig, who is a 7-time lottery winner, and he is the author of the book Learn How to Increase Your Chances of Winning the Lottery. Sweet. Here he is. Is he on? Hey, Richard.
Hey, Josie, how you doing?
Great,
how are you? Hey, it sounds like I even brought my own audience.
Definitely. Love it. How are you?
I am fantastic. How are you?
I am great. I'm super excited to be talking to you.
You are? Well, that's cool,
because
I like to have fun. Let's make this a fun interview.
That sounds great. I love having fun, too. So let's get started, because I think, well, there starts our fun.
Yeah.
So let's start off by talking about how your lottery playing all started.
It all started actually 23 years ago when the lottery came to Florida. And, Josie, I was just like everybody else. You know, wow, the lottery. Go out, buy some tickets, win millions of dollars. Yeah, right. I was just also like everybody else, losing 99% of the time. It's a lot harder than people think it is if you don't know what you're doing. And so what I did was I played for a while, and as I said, losing most of the time. So I sat down and said, you know, wait a minute here. There's got to be something you could do to give yourself a better chance, because this is crazy. I'm like throwing all my money down the drain.
Right.
So I sat down with a pad and a pen, and I started making some notes, and, you know, what if I did this, and what if I did that, and some of the things, Josie, I came up with didn't work, so of course I threw those ideas out the window. But but some of the ideas I came up with did work, so I said, okay, cool. So I kept coming up with more ideas that worked, and lo and behold, all of a sudden I started winning. Now, nothing big, no big jackpots or anything, but, you know, $50, $100, $500, $1,000, whatever it was. So I said, okay, at least this is better than what I was doing before, because before I wasn't winning hardly anything. So I kept accumulating more ideas that worked and kept applying all these ideas, and lo and behold, Josie, I won my first grand prize.
Wow.
And to be honest, Josie, I kind of felt like everybody else did, like, wow, I'm a lucky guy, I won a grand prize.
Yeah,
because I really didn't think I had a method or nothing. I was just trying to win, you know. Well, then I won my second, and then my third, and when I won my fourth lottery game grand prize, Josie, that's when I knew that I had a method. No one else believed me. Everybody else kept saying, yeah, you're just a lucky guy. And I said, you know, four times, I don't know, if you want to call that luck, call it luck. But I got a method and it works. Well, then I won number five. Well, now people started to say, wait a minute here. Nobody can be that lucky to win five lottery game grand prizes. So the question everybody kept asking me is, what's your secret?
Right.
So I would tell people, you know, this is what I do, this is what I don't do. And I did that for a little while, and then I took a step back and said, well, wait a minute here. It took me years to develop this and a lot of trial and error. Why should I just give it away? So I wrote my method down. It came out to about a 7-page report. And so now when people would ask me, what's your secret? I'd say, well, I wrote it all down. It's about 7 pages. And if you would like to know my secret, it'll cost you $30.
Right.
And there you go. Money. There we go. I like that. And to be honest, I didn't really think anybody was going to buy it. I thought people would say, yeah, right, I'm going to give you $30, you know. But people did. They were buying it left and right.
Nice.
Well, then I won number six. And now things got a little crazy. Before I won number six, people would run into me at the post office or at the bank or at the grocery store, and they'd say, yeah, aren't you the guy that's, like, won a bunch of lottery prizes? What's your secret? You know, I'd say, well, it's $30 or whatever. But now when I won number six, I'd go to the grocery store in the morning, Josie, you know, just to pick up my tickets and buy some groceries or whatever. And there'd be a line of people there. Not a line of people waiting to buy their groceries, a line of people waiting for me to show up.
Wow.
Yeah. And I'm going like, okay, this is kind of cool, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, my teenage son, Nick, says, you know, Dad, you're missing the boat. And I says, what do you mean, Nick? He says, you need to write a book. And I go like, yeah, right, I'm going to write a book. It's like, I'm not an author. What, are you crazy? You know. But thank goodness Nick did not let up. He hounded me and hounded me and hounded me for days, for weeks, for months. Dad, you got to write a book. You're crazy if you don't. Blah, 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 blah. So I looked at my 7-page report that I had already, which now is a couple of years old, and I'd added more stuff to it. And I looked at what I'd written. I said, well, there's things missing here now that I've added. Plus, I could explain this thing better and explain this in more detail, whatever. And so I started writing it down, and lo and behold, Josie, I had a manuscript for a book.
Wow.
So I go out and shop for a book deal. So what I did while I'm shopping for a book deal, I trashed the 7-page report. And now when people would ask me, you know, aren't you the guy that won a bunch of times? I heard you sell your method. I'd like to buy it. And I'd say, yeah, but I don't have the 7-page report anymore. It's now a 25-page manuscript for a book. And I said, and it's $40. And again, Josie, people are buying it left and right.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, then people are asking me, well, do you have a website? And I didn't have a website, you know. So I created a website, winninglotterymethod.com. So I get that up, and then I'm getting orders through my website. And I'm going, wow, this is really kind of cool. So I'm shopping for a book deal. I get a book deal. We get the cover design, the interior. It's been edited. We got everything ready to go. My publisher is about to turn it over to the printer to start printing copies. And, Josie, I win number seven.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it's been crazy ever since that. I've been on Good Morning America a couple of times, Fox and Friends a couple of times. I've been on Headline News. I was on The Rachel Ray Show. I've even been recognized by Ripley's Believe It or Not. Yeah, it's quite amazing. I'm having fun.
It is. Everyone just wants to know the secret. Just everyone just interested in it.
And, you know,
yes.
what's really cool about this, too, is, you know, this isn't some complicated thing. I mean, when people buy my book and they read it, I didn't use words that they need a dictionary to try to figure out what I'm saying. They don't need a calculator to try to figure it out. I made it very short. The book is a very short, easy-to-read book. And Josie, the responses, the results, not just of my own personal winnings. And then, by the way, Josie, in addition to winning seven lottery game grand prizes, if you have a winning ticket, and in Florida the figure is $600, if it's less than $600, you can take your winning ticket to the local merchant and they can cash it in for you. But if it's $600 or more, you have to go to the lottery office to cash in that winning ticket, okay? In addition to 7 lottery game grand prizes, I have been to the lottery offices an amazing 23 times to cash in winning tickets that were too large for the merchants to pay.
Wow. That is insane. You know what? I just have to say, I can't imagine. Well, because I'm not, you know, allowed, obviously, to do the lottery yet. I'm only 16. But when I do, I have to, I'm getting your book. But
good.
I can't imagine, like, what are you thinking? Like, when you're scratching off and, you know, seeing and you find that you won and you just have that winning ticket right there in your hands. I mean, what do you do? Scream? What do you do? I would scream.
Well, you know, different people react in different ways, of course. I remember when I won my 5th one, my wife was at the store and I called her on the cell phone and I said, what are you doing? She says, well, I'm at the store shopping. I said, well, you might want to put down the stuff and just come on home. And she said, what happened? Something wrong? I said, oh, no, nothing's wrong. I said, we just got to jump in the car and head for Tallahassee, because at that time you had to go all the way to Tallahassee to cash in. I said, we just won $842,000. And she said, what?
That was my reaction, too.
Yeah. And you know what's really cool, Josie, is I've got so many people on my website. There's various things that people can click on. Like there's a page of video clips. They can see me actually doing interviews on like Good Morning America, Fox and Friends. And there's a clip of me on the Rachel Ray Show there. But there's a page. There's one thing they can clip on. It says what people have said who have purchased my book. Now these are real testimonials from real people. These aren't things we just made up and put on there,
right?
You know, to sell the book. I mean, everything from the small winners. Mr. Lustig, I just got your book yesterday. I started playing, and I just won $600 and some odd. I've never won that much ever playing the lottery. And just things like that. Two big winners. Up until just a few days ago, my third biggest story was a man in Kansas City who followed my method and won $10,000. And he was only in third place. But now he's in fourth place because I just got an email just a couple of days ago from a man who sent me an email and said, Mr. Lustig, I bought your book in December. I have been playing your method ever since. I have never won more than $80, $90 ever before this playing the lottery. Since December, I have now won over $23,000.
Wow.
Now, that's the third biggest guy. The second biggest person that we've heard from is a couple in Tampa, Florida, who followed my method and won $2 million. And our number one story, to date anyway, is up in Iowa. A lady came running into the room where her husband was sitting, and she said, honey, I just saw this guy on TV, and he's on the news, and he's won the lottery a bunch of times, and he's got a book that tells you how to win, and blah, blah, blah. And he said, yeah, whatever, you know. So she went and bought the book anyway. And they followed my method for about 3 to 4 months. And, Josie, they won a $9 million jackpot.
Well, there you go. There's the proof right there. It must
there
be
it
such
is.
A great feeling to you. You know, those skeptics out there. And then, you know, when they come to you and we're like, you know, I didn't believe it, but it did happen. I mean, it must be such a great feeling.
Oh, yeah. You know, Josie, there's always going to be skeptics. You know, I don't care.
Right.
I've won 7. I don't care if after I've won 10 or 15 or 20. There's always going to be people out there that don't believe. Any time in the history of man that anybody has ever done something that no one else has ever done before, there's always people out there that don't believe them. You know, many years ago, Josie, two men told the world that they had developed a method to do something that nobody had ever done before. And the world said, you guys are crazy, blah, blah, blah. And the common response that these two men got was, if man was meant to fly, God would have given him wings. And I'm speaking, of course, of the Wright brothers. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they proved the world wrong, didn't they? They did invent a method to fly, didn't they?
Exactly. You know, it's so funny. I mean, you know, people that, you know, don't believe or, you know, whatever, and they may have the reasons, but, I mean, it's probably just such a great feeling when, you know, you prove someone wrong and, you know, but there's, as you said, there are always going to be skeptics out there, but you just got to keep doing what you're doing, and you sure did. You didn't let those, you know, people stop you, and you have just a wonderful book out, Learn How to Increase Your Chances of Winning the Lottery. Can you tell everyone where they can purchase this book?
Yes, they can purchase it on my website at winninglotterymethod.com. And you know, Josie, your listeners are just hearing you talk to somebody over the air. I'm just a voice to them, okay? And
right,
I tell people, you know, there are skeptics, and I say, you know, don't believe me. Don't just believe this voice you're listening to. Check me out. Make sure that what I'm saying is the truth. They can not only look at my website and find out a lot of stuff, but go to the Florida Lottery website, flalottery.com. That's the official lottery for the state of Florida, the official website for the state of Florida Lottery. And every one of my 7 lottery game grand prizes, if they're willing to take the time to do some research on that site, they can find every one of my wins registered there. So
exactly.
This is real. This is not a joke. This is not a scam. This is real.
Definitely. And you have so many, you know, emails and testimonials that say that they, you know, from reading this book, they did find the technique. And, I mean, you can't fake that.
No,
you
can't.
I mean?
Nope.
Exactly, exactly. And so can you give everyone some quick tips on playing the lottery, such as is there one kind of lottery game to play that's better than the others? Or
okay. Yes, as a matter of fact, what I like to do, you know, Josie, when a person like me does an interview like this, an author does an interview, I mean, obviously, you know, the reason they're doing it is to sell their book, of course, you know. But most authors, when they're asked to give content of their book, specific questions about the content of their book, their stock answer is usually, well, it's in my book, you know. They don't want to tell you anything because they want you to buy the book. And, of course, I want people to buy my book. But I actually give some tips away in the interviews that I do, and we're going to do that right now. I've got 3 tips that I'm going to give your listeners right now. I hope they've got a pen and a paper to write some things down, because even if they don't go to my website and buy my book, what I'm about to tell them is going to help them, okay?
All right.
Tip number 1, most important thing in the world. Josie, people get crazy about the lottery, okay? People have a tendency to spend money they shouldn't spend, all right?
Yeah.
And I tell people all the time, you know, set a budget. That's rule number 1. You've got to set a budget. Do not spend grocery money. Do not spend rent money. Figure out what you can afford, and for every person that's different. Set a budget. Stay within your budget, because as you start to follow my method and you start to win a little here and a little more there and a little more there, next thing you know, your budget will automatically be increased for you, where you'll not only be able to buy the tickets that you were buying with your budget that you had, but also you're going to be able to start buying more tickets because you're going to be using lottery money to buy tickets, your winnings, therefore increasing your chances to win. So tip number 1 is most important, is set a budget. Tip number 2, there are 2 types of games, Josie. There are numbers games like Fantasy Five and Lotto and Mega Millions and Powerball and whatever, okay?
Right.
And then there are scratch tickets, where you buy a ticket, you scratch the surface, and then the numbers underneath or the symbols underneath tell you whether you're a winner or not. Let's talk about tip number 2 is regarding numbers games. And by the way, my method, my book, the methods in my book that I teach people are good with any type lottery game in any state or country. I have people from South Africa, Australia, Canada, the U.K., the Philippines, the list goes on and on and on, that buy my book and follow my method. So it's good anywhere in the United States, anywhere in the world, with any type of game. But tip number 2, numbers games. All right? Josie, everybody in the world is lazy, some of us more than others. You're lazy, I'm lazy, some people are more. It's the most common mistake people make is they go up to the counter, they're going to play a numbers game like Lotto or Powerball, whatever, and they say to the clerk, here's a couple of bucks, give me a couple of tickets for tonight's drawing. Josie, that's what's called a quick pick, okay? The computer spits out a set of numbers for them. Listen up carefully, people. Tip number 2, do not play quick picks.
Oh.
Do not play quick picks. The meat of my method teaches people how to increase their chances of winning. You never increase your chances of winning when you buy quick picks. Your chances are always going to be the same. If you follow my method, you'll learn how to increase your chances. Now let's go to tip number 3, and that's with scratch tickets. Here's again what people do. They go up to the counter, Josie, and they say, let me see here. Well, let me have a couple of those, and, you got bingo. I like bingo. Let me have a few of those, and, hey, I like the colors on that ticket over there. Let me have a couple of those. Folks, worst thing in the world you could do. You might as well put on a blindfold, take a loaded gun, and try to hit the target. It's not going to happen.
Right,
so here's what
right.
you do with scratch tickets. Let's go back to tip number one. You're going to set a budget, right? So let's say for this example, your budget is $100. Whatever your budget is, I don't care if it's $10, $100, or $1,000, take that figure and divide it by 10. So we'll say again, for this example, it's $100, so you're going to divide it by 10. Scratch tickets, Josie, come in all denominations, $1, $5, $10, $20, whatever. So
yeah.
in this case, you're going to divide the $100 by 10. You're going to buy 10 $10 tickets, but here's the method. All in a row of the same game. Do not spread your purchases over two or three or four different games. Pick one game, buy 10 tickets, not 5 tickets, not 8 tickets, has to be at least 10. You can buy 15 or 20, but you have to buy at least 10 tickets in a row of the same game. Every time, almost every single time you do that, Josie, you're going to find a winning ticket. Most of the times, two and sometimes even three winning tickets in that stretch of 10 tickets.
Very smart. Wow.
Now, when I was on the Rachel Ray show, the day before I'm to appear on the show, the producer calls me, and she says, you know, Richard, we want to put your method to the test on the show. And I said, okay. She says, we're going to do the scratch ticket part of it. And I said, great. I said, well, make sure that you follow my method exactly as I dictated in the book. You have to buy all your tickets in the row of the same game. She says, yep, we read the book, we know, blah, blah, blah. I said, okay. I said, so how many people are you going to have in your audience? She said, 125 people. I said, okay, you're going to give everybody a ticket, right? She says, yep. I said, okay, you're going to have at least 12 winners. And there was this silence on the phone. It was like she wasn't sure if she should believe me or not, you know? And I said, yeah, I'm here. And I said, well, you're going to have at least 12 winners. If you have 125 tickets, you're going to have at least 12 winners. She said, okay. So the next day, we're on the show. And this clip, by the way, is on my website. People can actually see it happen. They scratched the tickets. I told them they would have at least 12 winners. They had 17 winners.
Oh, wow. See, there's proof enough. That's amazing. I got to check that video out.
It's on the website, winninglotterymethod.com. Just click on the video clips.
Wow, check it out, everyone. And, I mean, this is a question that I bet tons of people are wanting to ask, but how has your life changed since all of this began? I mean, you have TV appearances and radio appearances, and, I mean, just it probably changed a lot, right?
Oh, of course. You know, it's funny. Mm-hmm. Every once in a while you hear about these people who won a lottery here or won a lottery there, and they say, so you think this is going to change your life? Oh, no, it's not going to change my life. I'm going to keep going to work, whatever. Oh, come on, people. Who are you joking? Of course it's going to change your life. You just want a ton of money, and you tell me it's not going to change your life? Josie,
right. We're
having a ball. I live in a big, beautiful house. I drive a Jag. I ride a Harley. I just bought my teenage son. Well, not just now. It's about a year ago, whatever it was. I bought my son his first car. He's driving a Beamer.
Aww.
Okay? Has it changed our life? Of course it has. We're having a blast.
Wow. Well, that's very cool that you, your son got something out of it, too.
Well, I had to. In fact, because, you know, again, as I told you earlier, he's the one that hounded me into writing the book. And in the book, I dedicate the book to my son, Nicholas.
Right. Wow. That's so cool. And also, I read somewhere that you've received recognition from Ripley's Believe It or Not. Is that right?
Absolutely. Ripley's Believe It or Not has recognized me now. And, in fact, I appeared at one of their locations, the one in Orlando. We had a blast that day signing autographs and stuff. So, yeah, Ripley's Believe It or Not has recognized me now.
Wow, congrats. Very cool.
Thank you.
Very, very neat. And I want to mention, because besides the lottery, you actually started out as a singer, drummer, and DJ. Is that right?
Yeah.
Can you talk about that?
Yep. I started out touring the country in the 60s and 70s as a singer and a drummer. Then in the 70s, when the disco scene hit, I started getting into DJing and radio stations and in the private sector and whatever. Then in the 80s, I started my agency, which I still have today. My company's called Lustig Talent Enterprises. We're a national booking agency. We book a lot of big-name acts for concerts, people like the Doobie Brothers and Charlie Daniels and Rare Earth and Eddie Money and things like that, mostly 70s, 80s acts, you know. In addition to that, of course, I'm doing interviews like yours and doing autograph signing sessions and speaking engagements. In fact, December 3rd, I'm going to be at the Golden Acorn Casino in California. I'm going to be doing a speaking engagement there. And just things like that and having a blast.
That is a blast. It's very, very, very neat. And I just think it's so great that you get to, you know, move and go to different places and talk to people about this. That's so much fun.
Yeah, I really, you know, and I do have a lot of fun doing it. And I am very sincere. I really want people to win. You know, Josie, it's not that people are stupid, okay? It's not that people are stupid. It's that people just don't know how to play. That's the thing. They don't know really how to play the lottery, and that's what I'm teaching people. I'm teaching people how to play correctly so they can increase their chances of winning.
Exactly, exactly. Well, you know what? We are definitely – I'm probably going to give this get your book for my mom for her birthday. That would be pretty cool. That's what I'm saying. But I think that's so cool, and I love everything that you're doing, and, you know, you're having a blast doing it. And big kudos to your son for pushing you to do this book.
Oh, absolutely. If it wasn't for him, yeah, that was a big thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've gotten – I just want to let your listeners know also that, you know, we've gotten a lot of requests from the Latin community about my method being in Spanish. So if you go to my website to buy my book, of course it's in English, you know, but then there's also – we have a Spanish version of my method there available. And for those people out there, and I'll admit it, I'm one of them. I'm not a big fan of reading. For those people that don't really like to read, my method is also available as an audio CD. So they can get it in English, Spanish, or as an audio CD, all on my website.
Wow. You thought of it all. That's perfect.
Yeah, we try to cover all the bases. So here's what I want to do for your listeners, okay?
All right.
I always like to offer something special. So here's what I'm going to do. For your listeners, the first 10 people that are listening to your show and do this, they have to do two things to qualify, both of these things to qualify. First, go to my website, winninglotterymethod.com, and buy my method. English, Spanish, or audio CD, doesn't matter. But go to my website and buy my method. That's the first thing they have to do. The second thing they have to do is, while they're on my website, there is a place that you can sign our guest book. You know, you give us your name and stuff like that. And it asks you a question there. It says, how did you hear about my method? All right? So if they will sign the guest book and say, I heard about your method by listening to the Josie Show, okay? The first 10 people that do that, buy the method and tell me that they heard about it on your show, Josie, I will include with their purchase a Florida Lottery scratch ticket that will give them a chance to win at least $5,000.
Sweet. Well, I have an idea, because I want to give everyone the opportunity to do this. So, and social networking sites are just wonderful for this. So we will definitely get our listeners and everyone and fan base, and we're going to try to do this. This is really cool. Sweet. We'll really get this. And I just want to thank you so, so much for just being amazing. And I love the book, and I'm so excited to get it and figure it all out. So I can learn when I start doing it.
Well, thank you, Josie. And I got to tell you something, Josie. I understand you're 16 years old.
Right. Yeah.
Right. You do a heck of a job for 16-year-old. I got to tell you, I'm very. I've listened to your show a few times now to kind of get a feel for your show, and you do a great job your age. And by the way, one of your producers. I think your name is Tina.
Oh yes.
Yeah. Very nice lady. Very efficient. She stayed in contact with me. Reconfirmed that what day we were doing and everything. So you've got yourself a good group of people there, and you do a very good job, and it's really nice being on your show.
Thank you so much, and you can come back anytime you please, just even to say hi.
Well, you know what? Let's do this again when I win number 8.
That is perfect. Sounds great. I like it. Thank you so, so much. You're just awesome. Thank you so much, Richard.
Josie, thank you very much for having me on your show. You have a good weekend.
My pleasure, and you too.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye. Woo. Love it. I was Richard Lustig. So please, we're actually going to do this. It's going to be so much fun. We're going to do it on Facebook and Twitter, and we'll get this all worked out. My wonderful producer, as we mentioned, Tina, she'll figure it. We're going to figure this out. We will get this put together because this is awesome. But yeah, so please check out his Richard Lustig's book, Learn How to Increase Your Chances of Winning the Lottery. And make sure you also check out his wonderful website, winninglotterymethod.com. Check that out. It's very, very cool. But yeah, I had so much fun tonight talking with my three guests, and now we're going to do some music. And then, should we do our segment first? You want to make sure we get that out of the way? Because
music in
first. All right, sounds good. She keeps me on track. Thank you. yes, let me cue in my producer here. Tina, are you there?
Hello, I am here, and I have a couple things tonight, actually. Let me go ahead and get to the right page. So before we go ahead and start playing some music, I do want to say that we have got a hello that came in from Germany to the show tonight. Yes, a Mr. Michael Flexig. He runs an amazing, amazing program in Germany.
Big shout out to him. Hi.
Absolutely, absolutely, TIC Radio. And I'm going to go ahead and... I'm going to have him get me all the details for his show so that we have that and we can talk to that a little bit better here moving in the future. But he wanted to say hi from Germany, so I wanted to make sure I got it in here. And the other thing is he is a great partner with us at the Southern Star, and he has a show coming up pretty soon called The Other Side of Credence. And it is going to be aired on Friday night, October 29th at 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, USA time.
And you can check it out at thesouthernstar.org, and there's all those tabs up there, and just click on the show and check it out, because, I mean, there's so many great hosts for the show, we welcome Michael into there.
Yeah,
he's going to have a great
amazing show.
He's
been doing this for a very long time, and he is absolutely awesome. So he's going to send us some great material so that next week we can go ahead and play it, and you can hear all the goods straight from him, which would be absolutely wonderful.
Sweet.
Yeah,
I like
absolutely.
It.
So a special hi out there to you Michael. Thank you very much for tuning in tonight.
Thank you.
Awesome,
thank
awesome.
You. Thank you.
Absolutely. And now let's go ahead, and we actually have a song called Don't Leave Me, and it is by Nico G, and we're going to go ahead and play that right now, right here, first time on the Josie Show. Here it is.
Right on. Check it. Thank you. Yeah. So wait, let's get my producer back on to announce it.
Hello, hello. All right, that was Don't Leave Me by Nico G. Everybody was dancing in the chat room. Way to go, way to go. We're going to have another song by Nico G here in just a second. We're going to go ahead and do segment.
Yeah. Rock on.
So stay with us. Stay with us. Segment and more music.
Yes. So let's get all situated here. Yes, 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 yes. All right.
Okay, situated.
All right. So
I'm like, we're situated. We're not situated.
We're not situated. we have an interesting list here of interesting eBay items. Can you help me with this list?
Yes. Ideas and ideas. People, the things that they do for eBay auctions. That's where we're going right now. Absolutely. So let's start with number one on our list.
Number uno is the starting bid is $1. Get an envelope with a stamp on it. Oh, wow.
Hey, a bucket, you get an envelope with a stamp on it. Come on.
I like it.
You know that's a great deal.
Very great deal.
Someone bought that. I'm sure they did.
I'm sure that was bought. Mm-hmm. And then starting bid $1, get the experience of bidding on eBay. I like it. Wait. Side note, that's for new eBayers only. Okay, new eBayers.
That's right. Not everybody's gonna get that deal. So.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The next one is starting bid $1, get an email that says thanks. Oh, you know what? That's so sweet. Look at that.
Oh, I think that's fabulous. I think that is fabulous. That is good stuff right there.
Fabulous.
Fabulous. You know, this is kind of cool. I would want to do this. Starting bid $5. You get added to Grandma's Christmas card list.
Oh.
I get Christmas card from Grandma.
$5, did you say?
Yeah, it's $5. Starting bid, $5.
Five beans? Oh, man.
Yeah, it's worth it, though. You can go with Christmas.
Oh, goodness.
All right,
let's see. Starting bid, $10. Get a sealed container of your dog's poop. Helps keep landfills clear. That's funny.
That is gross. Who sells these things? That's what I
want to
know. Who's the one that
I don't think we want to know, actually.
Yeah, we probably don't want to know. You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. How about this? Starting bid $1. Get a brand new shiny quarter.
You know what?
If it's shiny.
That's a ripoff. But it's shiny.
Come on now, shiny.
Oh, that's something different.
That's completely different.
If it's shiny, then, you know.
You know, we'll pay a buck if it's shiny. Come on.
As long as it's shiny.
Mm-hmm.
Next one is starting bid $1. We'll tell you how pretty and special you are. It's great for divorcees and people who just got dumped. Okay, then.
Interesting. Situation in the love life. We can help you with that. We can make you feel good.
$1, wow.
Pay these eBay people $1, and they will tell you you are special and you are pretty.
Okay, then.
We are boosting morale everywhere we go. That's what we do here on the Joseph.
Not even that morale. Wow, that's a big word.
Yeah, thanks. I know. I just pulled that one out. Yeah, not bad.
Yeah, not bad at all.
Yeah, thanks. I know you're impressed.
I'm very impressed.
I can tell by the raised eyebrows.
I know. You see that?
You do good eyebrow movements, I have to say.
Now time to switch it.
It's all the other one. Yeah, you do some good eyebrows. Okay.
Don't mess with me. Starting bid, $5. How to use eBay instruction manual.
I have to say the last part. I actually need that because I have absolutely no clue how to do this. Every time I try, I'm getting just overly confused. So I would buy that. You know I would.
Overly confused.
Okay, here we go. Starting bid, $1. A potato chip that resembles absolutely nothing. It's just a potato chip.
Okay, then can I take a potato chip out of, you know, our potato chip bag, and then can I sell it for $1?
I don't know. I think we go for $5. I bet you somebody would buy it. I'll tell them that it looks like a potato chip.
I'll sell it for $1, and then I'll use that $1 to use one of those claw machines, and I'll get myself like a teddy bear or something.
You love the claw machine.
I love the claw. Okay, that was random. I apologize. That was so random. I apologize.
All right. Let's see what next one is, and then we'll read what we've got going in the chat room there as well.
Oh, gooseness.
Hopefully there's good stuff in there. Yeah. I haven't checked it for appropriateness, but we'll check it in a minute.
I'm concerned.
Okay.
All right.
Go ahead. What's the last one? What do we have here?
Okay. Starting bid, $1. Bag of lint from clothes dryer. It's great for school projects or gags.
There you go. Well, you got to have that lint, you know.
You got
to.
Oh, my God.
What would you do without the lint? What would you do? All right, let's see what they're saying here in the chat room. So for $2, get a jar that someone did a personal tooting in. I just don't like that word. This is a nasty word, so I have to go with the tooting word. And then also in the chat room, a sticky gym sock.
Stinky. Yes, a sticky. Okay, if your gym sock is sticky, I'm concerned.
I was just going to say, why is it sticky?
If your gym sock is sticky, people, I am concerned about that.
That's not good. Okay, so
I'm worried.
I can't read. I need my glasses.
Okay.
The stinky gym sock worn by Justin Bieber starting at just 1 cent.
You know what's funny?
All of that's going for
yeah,
her.
That's what I was going to say. I was just, I'm kind of concerned because, I mean, Justin Bieber fans, I'm guessing that's going to go over to 1 mil. What do you think?
Yeah.
For that sock.
Yeah.
Sticky sock. Yeah.
Sticky sock.
Okay, let's not say
that. We've got to give props to Alan. Alan, our other producer and our web designer, you know, wrote this whole segment right here. This was all his doing, so you talk to him. That is
exactly.
Really
and Stephen Romney from Top 5 Gone Wild is the one that put up the stinky gym sock worn by Justin Bieber.
Yes,
so
yes.
Thank you. Big thank you for that
absolutely.
One.
Absolutely. We need that.
Oh, the next one. Alan says, I'm selling nothing. Starting bid, $5.
Oh. Okay, you go. This is a funny one. Starting bid $1, and Josie will make fun of your eBay ad.
I would never do that.
That's how we make our money here on the show.
I would never make fun of your eBay
and
ad.
And a couple other items that we
for dollars,
in the chat room. But I think it's time to get back to some music. We had enough fun with that segment. Thank you, everybody, for participating. You guys all rock all the
yes,
time.
Yes, before we get completely cut off. Because
before
we
run out of time and get cut off and have to go eat our ravioli.
Exactly. Ooh, raviolis. We're having raviolis for dinner?
I think we're having raviolis. I think
Papa
is making raviolis.
Check
right,
that out.
So before that all goes down, we have got another song by Nico G, who was kind enough to send us two tonight. We've got Stray Away, and here it is.
Yeah.
you stray away from me? Why did you stray away from you and me? Why did you stray away? Why did you stray away from me? Why did you stray away from you?
That was Stray Away by Nico G, and I actually do feel special because Nico G, he actually sang this at my 16th birthday party. He's awesome like that. He is such a talented musician and all around great artist. He's fabulous. You gotta check out nicko.g.com. He's my uncle. And he's amazing, okay? And I'm not just saying that because we're family. He's amazing. So check that out. Make sure you do that. Oh, and find him on Facebook. He has a artist page. I think that's what you call it. It's like a like page. So like him. Like him. You better like him. We have another song?
Yes, we are going to squeeze another song in here. We sure are. We weren't able to play it last week. We had so many callers, but we wanted to make sure that we've got it in. Brenda Best was kind enough to send us a couple of songs last week. We were able to get one of them on, and we have one more to go, and she had a birthday. We got to make sure we get it in here. So here we go. This is Brenda Best with Unnecessary Obligations.
Texting all night long. With all these apps, it's hard to keep my eyes where they belong. Danger as I lose control. It ran me off the road. Sending out an SOS. My brain's in overload. Escape from reality. Escape from my damn TV. Escape from my freaking phone. I'm weeding out unnecessary obligations. Guess I finally realized right now I need a change. Deleting all my so-called friends from my contact page. Everything is so damn urgent, it's driving me insane. Guilty of this social stigma poisoning my brain. Escape from reality. Escape from my damn TV. Escape from my freaking phone. Escape just to be alone. So hear this, read this, I'm weeding out unnecessary obligations.
that was Brenda Best, Unnecessary Obligations. We love her so much. And also, when I mentioned, please like Nico G's Facebook page, because I knew that he had one. It is, he just posted it, facebook.com/Nico, NICKOG Music, all together, Nico G Music. So, yes, please, please do that. And you guys just got to hear Brenda Best. We love her so, so much. She's awesome. She's amazing. But, yes, so, so much fun we had today. And big thank you to my wonderful producer who helped me out a lot with wonderful segments and all that other fun stuff. So, yes, thank you guys so, so much. And, of course, Alan, our wonderful web designer who puts everything together. Big thank you to all those people and all our wonderful fans out there. Thank you guys so much and hope you guys have a great night and a wonderful weekend. And love you guys. Bye.